Shareholder Munwet. Ang saling at biyak na pihtong uli kasakka. Langakang uka, stoya laluko, kamakluko, sanakska, yupiruma, ang sampikang, takon skohta ipakayok. Langar pas kung am ni supiyak na katarakto ka, mumihtlak ka, kayok lak ang sa ipa piyak na pistok ligik mas ka, iwar nga, tako na pukarara ka sa mga savla map ka mat na una testimonik ka.
Thank you, Mr. Silok.
Yun alex siya kasi yung katfalo niya kasi laga mumihon naknam si bisis kamtun na mumihon naknam si
Iraq kito ng kongasim. I'm a still Ozibasek of Gamble, born here and raised here all 64 years of my life. And to me, it seems like it's hard if we turn over the land to whoever wants it, because I know that it's better for us to have that for our heritage and cultural. I was born in 1920 and lived with my grandparents. They know more about everything the Eskimo culture has. And I learned that even before the white people came, the living here is very good, with self-government, with no violation of everything, because they are under the elders. The young people are under the elders all the time, and going by their rules. And whoever has violated any of these rules, they have a way to punish them in their own way. So it never happened again after that. And to me, it seems like it's better for us to turn the land over to IRE, tribal government, in our own. I'm an advisor here for these three groups, corporation, city council, and IRE council. They picked me up for that. And several varieties of voluntary works in different parts. And I know that in the future, our young people, if they learn about the this land thing, they will try to educate themselves and try to go on. If they don't forget, they will think about us and go on what we are doing now here. And I know that if they sell the land, turn over the land to them, the Eskimos are very apt for drinking. Everybody, most of the Eskimos will starve. That's the thing that worries me. We would not live in a monetary system because we live. The environment here is our lifestyle, and to our health too. I was a victim in 1975 from the airplane crash, and in Anchorage Hospital, my leg was open for 2 years, no infection, and it couldn't heal. They were giving me beef and chicken all the time, because they know that I have been lived on meat most of my life. And I was insisting that they should send me home so I can live on my own sea mammal thing, food that we have. I know that's the only thing that will help me. It sure is when they send me home, it heals in no time, because I was born to that. Even though they class these young kids after 1971 as non-natives, if it happened like me, nothing will help them because they are Eskimos. Their blood is different. We were born to it and grow up with it. Even if we turn to our white people's diet, we're never satisfied.
And hurt us the most. I, as a shareholder, encourage a safeguard for our shareholders who will want to sell their stock in 1991. I do hope that the family will buy from whomever in their family is selling the stock. If the family cannot, I encourage the Native Corporation to buy the stock. Hopefully this will be done by an amendment in their articles of incorporation and done before 1991. I have to be told straight and forwardly of the risk I lose if I chose to sell my stock in 1991. I'm not going to sell my stock, but does that mean, one, I will be treated as an outsider, two, pay an entry fee and or a lease for my house from the corporation when I've been living there for nothing before, three, pay a land crossing permit for subsistence purposes or if I want to go camping. Four, that I cannot dig for old ivory anymore. Five, pay taxes on my land when my house is now sitting. Okay, number five, pay taxes on my land where my house is now sitting. Or six, pay for the land in order for me to be buried. What do I do? What do in actuality I lose if I sell my stock? The way that ANSCA has affected our corporation are the entry fees and land crossing permits for non-stockholders. All of a sudden, we had to think a different way about non-stockholders subsisting. For our local hunters to have a successful hunt would require 18 gallons of leaded gas at $2.55 a gallon, for a total of $45.90, 3 pints of lube oil for a total of $8.25, some shells which would cost approximately $50, and other necessities for $60, which brings a total of $165, and not every hunt is successful, and they do not use, that was just an average number that I figured out. What I'm saying is the people in Washington keep putting restrictions on my food. In 1991, will I be limited by more restrictions? This year, more people are working and have an idea of raising money, but we do not know a whole lot about economic development ventures. We are being pressured, whether we want to or not, to raise money in order to keep our corporations operating. We need help in business ventures, especially on how not to fail. Politically, we are in a position to shape our own destiny, but this is new to us. This is making the decisions for the right purposes. Before, everything was done for us. For example, we were given welfare, food stamps, housing, schooling. We are like everyone else now since we've been civilized. We'd like to keep up with the Joneses too. ANSCA did not provide for afterborns. Luckily, I can transfer my shares to my sons. Families are still having children and will continue to have children. I would recommend that Native children born after 1971 be included. I know that it is possible to merge IRA and Native corporations. This might be one way, but don't let that be our only choice. Consolidation between IRA and Native corporations should be another choice. I hear people say, you can't mingle the two together. Why not? There must be a way to get it done. That's why we have lawyers. I always thought the government was for the people. I hear the village has sovereignty rights.
I was your representative for Bering Strait School District until I was recalled yesterday. I'm still working for the region as a commission for both Walrus and Whaling Commission. What is ANSCA? This question's been always on my mind ever since 1971. The only thing about ANSCA that I know of, it's been affecting us since 1971. It affects my lifestyle, my subsistence way of lifestyle. They put quota on our bowhead hunting, then putting quota on our walrus hunting, give us inadequate housing. It really hurts. But we have corporations too in our own villages, and if we could work together, unite, and share what we have, I think we'll get along all right. As time permits tonight, I hope I'll give my share by doing singing, Eskimo singing. And I hope you'll be here tonight. Luko, Kiyatas put in Lintralo, Kiyang, Lech Lakuna, Kal Rekot Sangwa, Nasokmora Luko. You were my long ane, Pishama, Pinigarat, and Kiyatak Suta. Representative Kufsinga for past 8 years, Bering Straits, and Yurma Urakuna election number, the Watna, recall the Kangin Kut. Bani nang paal ring as pasin ng representative of si ayiba monso awa monso sa ngawa anska kon pumiyu amne takal ng kinlang atak 1971 mga li kigas kagatao ng nga tam kinungan ng 1971 mga langwa kinlas kagtuos ng awa mon naksa. Itu mahu ia layak spasa layak kenang sangat. Aku nak tam si bung ani kenang sangat sangat. Ibu orang amat nak spasa layak. Tawat nak pas kumta tasik suta kayut kusuta. Share kum tuk iak tasik puta. Takun nasik uzeran nak puta. Wawan corporation of Tuna, when they click on me. Wang, it wants to thank you all.
Because Jim Sykes is recording everything that's said, it's going to be typed up when we get back to Anchorage, and it's deposited with the University of Alaska at Fairbanks, so there will be a permanent record of what is said. But we will send you here a transcript of everything that people said today, and we will try to get that to you in a month or so. And then next year I'll send you my report based on all that has been said throughout Alaska. Yes, 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 forgive me. I should add that KNOM is covering this meeting. They are here.
How conclusive will this report be, and when will it be used for?
Yeah. The question is, how conclusive will the report be, and what will it be used for? Well, I will base my report on what people have told me at these meetings. My object is to find out how ANCSA has worked by listening to people all over the state. I've been to 35 villages and towns. I think this is the 36th one that I have visited. And then I will turn the report over to the ICC, the Inuit Circumpolar Conference, and the World Council of Indigenous People. And I will send a copy to everybody who's testified. And then the ICC can take it to the United Nations, or they can go to Congress with it. And you yourselves can use it to plan your own future. But what its ultimate impact is really up to Alaska Natives. If you decide that my report
Thank you, Ansi Time.
Thank you.
Nancy Walanga, wanted to add a few things to what have been said by the testifiers today so far. She mentioned that her daughter mentioned in the earlier years of the possible issues that we might be facing today. And in the past, again, she mentioned that there were no worries, but happiness. She also mentioned that God created the food system that we have today. We gather plants and roots from the land. We also harvest our food from the sea. And she is also glad that our elders are here today seeking guidance in reference to the young people's education. Some time ago, before the passage of Anksad, I believe, an artifact was found. And when she asked around, it was said that this artifact belonged to the Bureau of Land Management. Understanding about stockholders. After she found out as a stockholder today, she knows who to whom that artifacts belongs to. 1991 was also mentioned, how it will be. She's hoping that the generation of today will be educated to meet the wants and needs of our people in the future. She is also supportive of our governmental bodies, the IRA, City, and Corporation. But she also mentioned that today we are living like addicts and alcoholics, depending on the outside influences.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Leonard Napak. Laluram Gishun Sibuk Nakung. I'm speaking this first. Although I appeared to be fairly educated, fairly intelligent, like everybody else, I'm very simple-minded. There are lots of things I don't understand. But I do feel lots of things too. It is very good to hear the teachings that I heard as a youth from the elders again. How good it is. I have not heard them anymore for a long time. I have heard of something else, a lot of other things. As one of the elders said, in my youth, I lived a very carefree, very happy life, feeling very, very secure. As people talk about the life here and their concern, it takes me back to my early life. I understand their concern because I think I have that feeling, partially anyway. I was born on the island, but not in this village. I've been here on this village since 1940s. And not by my by our choice, we were brought here. Before I go any further, I want to tell the Yupik speaking people here. Kayum ng sakalunga kayo pitwa ukti kaksuni tangama iga ya milito ra kaksuni tangama pangaso tama khat nilang atun di ki atwa umyu ka bisparo umyu wa kanita iko akla iwarnga spaka kaka aknekta ko nga maska uya ko nga sa nga pinani fongal le takhama Katam na lihpo si Mad na kulis kat nyo kang aso ko yan nga ma sa mong nuskabe krakango na nga nga tal aling roha ngo na nga iluto rek sunga kong pang iluto lunga kiyak tao yas that security, that happy youth life that I have felt happened severely. When I was moved here to this village, the same people right here, our own relatives, our own friends, but just the same, my security, my life seems to end right there. I have been feeling very insecure in this village life, which I'm not used to, which I'm not brought up at all. That's maavuk tagitakhin ku tamana kuyama yaskan yatas maamukalre khalunga kinlet khot khaktikalre kuyaman ritmon ser khaktikalre nga kuyukhtikhun aling roman maavuk seyo yukha kham tasirqal. Therefore, I have very understanding of the concern of the elders that when they talk about when their security is going to be severed. When we first moved here to the village, we were put in together with my uncle and their family. My uncle and their family used to be there where I was born. We used to live together very much as one family, except in different houses, in our houses of our own. When we moved here, when we got get together, of course, the family was not happy. I was not secure anymore. My own cousins right there that I used to live with, that I feel very happy with before, were not happy with anymore. We bickered, like any family would. The village people get concerned about how we are. Some relatives, some non-relatives, some teachers, some public health service people get concerned. So they look for a house for us to live in. We were put in a house that once belonged to a King Islander. Before him, it was a courthouse or something. That still is standing by my house now. Before we were moved in there, some people here have used that house to keep their dogs in. It was about half full of dog droppings and waste. They clean out, shovel out that waste, and we moved in the way it is. You can imagine how it feels, how it smells like. But that's a house. I can see why the elders and everybody else is concerned. If we were taken severed from the security that we have in security of lifestyle, our roots and our land, that's how we will be. I can foresee that. I can see that picture. I live so vivid in my mind. Now, somewhere in the Constitution or something like that, I have briefly glanced a place where it says, in pursuit of happiness. I think that's what the concern is now, in pursuit of happiness right now. Not for themselves, not for ourselves, but for the people who will come after us. Sasaklagtana constitution mga intelektualiki at kasangot. Iyak ng alre daw na lirin ng kasaka kakuyama sa mga ibaris. Ita kong dawad ni Hwapingugod mat in pursuit of happiness. Ikuan, kuyama siya kong kofot, nunaligutom lang, kuyama siya kong kofot, iluto siya kong kofot, ulubot ulukluko, tawabag putungan rin ni nunaligi.
And we're going to need more than 20 years. We're going to need more than 30 years. But we know where we're headed. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Pengele.
Itik lii kararag puta. Sibuk luki kuyak suwi commission ita. Tawil rit. Magkumit nagasaktisk luki. Nagasaktuk ni luki. Silugun pilkani. Maani askakak. Maani ang likak. Imatagak kan kanilang askasakamin. Kung po nga kung po upak kumaka nga kaya kakamana kung kunin pikapasta ka ni Luko. Sumipisa kami ni Dana Tawani pikafto ka 1971. Maana kekha kongkohunna liilikhtuusa pihtikunna daluramkut liilikhtuusiitkunna kongkohun tuunikkaani lupu. Tawangi naksangwa kamakhluni tawantin maanrilnguk Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act. Stak, stakit atirakkangit. Amaska nikikhtikit akulangakun Nunam taslo yuwit. Daan aslo askar nakak. Askar utsakka kek kamta hongkuh namaska tuun kakat kayu taksa hangunan akmak. Sangwa kamaksuku askar tikakbut Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act mang tawang inak timetable le galuni amaska tawani fakin ingavak tawani tawani time me kamaksuku apogira naksakkaqs sumuxtaas khani ilhan taanan uq self determination gun ri tuq self determination amaska ping uq fankun hin ligi kistliq illamnu nakum kukhmin Ang sampiyak minin kung mo self-determination kung kung nang liig kasitlakakakam kukminun Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act ang piyak minin o 20 years ngay kaftok dana kayuklag 20 years mi dam kingunga ng 1991 askrayakak kamakluku tama na Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act ang akakusa amas kagawamang puyuyak Corporation unit kaftok 3 years. 3 years mitawani liik kaalingat lakmakan nakinalingun nagpressura ulapik te kalre ang kalre naknirabih kam nun su nunam nang su apasok su. Unangok amaska sibulik pigagok pangkunin Igilgan naksak nutan na pinlikak. Iwang ako yakak fta. Huwag ko nang sira na knakalari kung ngok. Tam kingungan. Huwag kan kan lang nga. Amas ka. Kamaksun niya every year. Skas ka ayok lari sa 1991 ngulo ko. Kung pong yatak makaluta. Tawat ni katam next year 1991 ngunak ni Luke. Yan piyol ra tawa wag tawilo ni kuza.
My name is Conrad Uziba. Laluram kati mga doktor kit kay uong. Uong a pinilis ka ng imata na Land Claim Settlement Act. Attend Taraka Ulap Sugo. Lee Kuala Kusere Kusuna. Dirak Trayakum.
Province. They made their settlement with Canada back in 1975, and they decided they liked the idea of Native people going into business, as, and you had not so much your corporation here because you didn't receive money, but on the other corporations in Alaska received money and went into business. So the Eskimos from James Bay in northern Quebec, in 1975, they came over here, and they wanted to go into business, and the government of Canada gave them, I think it was $130 million, and there's about 5,000 Eskimos in northern Quebec, so that was a pretty good settlement. They also got land in Fee Simple and hunting rights and fishing rights and so on, but They looked at Alaska and they saw that some of the corporations here were spending all their money on, and some of them were making bad investments. So they said to the government of Canada, well, we think this ANCSA is a good idea because Eskimos should learn how to go into business. But we want you to provide that that half the money has to go into blue chip investments. I don't know what or into bonds, things that are guaranteed that you get a regular return on, and it's not like it's not a risky investment. So I've forgotten the exact proportions, but so much money has to go into the bank or into investments that are going to be secure, that will always earn money for the people. The rest they can use to go into businesses where they might lose it. They might make a profit, but they might lose it. But they decided they wanted a big chunk of the money to just to earn interest for the people, so they would always have a continuing source of income. Well, they came here and talked to leaders in the Yangtze corporations, and they decided they didn't that the Yangtze corporations, it was a good idea to go into business, but it was a bad idea to let the directors do whatever they wanted with the money. So they said, so half the money, or maybe it's even more than that, I've forgotten, has to go into guaranteed rate of return. Now, there too, in James Bay and Northern Quebec, those corporations are perpetual membership corporations. Everybody belongs. When you die, you cease to be a member. When you're born, you become a member. There is no transferable shares. Nobody has shares. It's a corporation like an IRA corporation, except it has these restrictions on it. I've forgotten. I don't know how we got into this, but
maybe we should all pack our bags and move to Canada.
Well, they've got all the problems you've got. I mean, they at least are trying to hang on to their land and their subsistence, but they've still got a lot of problems. I'm just telling you some of the things that have happened, where they learned from you. But
yes, napoyuaka laluram kilukhat kaprakhak kangenkut taakhuklakimatariq hamang awaganeht tun maagun yuklukutariskaq kangatak nerenaq aqimla yukhput nang khlakalreinat suyaarsta ekhakhwut yuktuyaqumi taakhkana missionary teacher daristikak kang at BIE lukhal rin takon tamani akmani hindi yagamit kung nanrego sik kang at hindi yagamit laluram ko lukhat asangok tikak kang at spagan ni igarayak tikak kang at nunangit ng awisok kinuk tikak kang at kiyak tarawigit ng